Hi, guys. It's The Riot. How's it going?
I just got a big, long applause.
Nikki blew our minds.
We were having a problem, and I fixed it. So, and my phone is ringing. So, just all a flutter today.
See, it's not enough for Nikki to silence her phone. Then her wrist begins to ring as
well.
My
watch is ringing as well. All right, moving on to our podcast for today. Seriously?
I'm not kidding. Everything is working, guys.
It seems like this minute has been just fantastic.
You know what? I feel great. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
All right. Where were we? Podcast. Okay. Today in the podcast, I left out, but I will tell you, there is a rumor floating that I...
Are you all right?
That I might be streaming on Twitch this weekend.
Yes.
I have had technical problems and life problems that keep interfering every time I've tried to do this.
Perfect.
So we're going to see if I can somehow magically make this Twitch streaming thing happen.
So that would be for probably Prey sometime this weekend, but I wasn't able to pull up your page on Twitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Like twitch.tv/Obadiah Plays?
Yeah.
P-L-A-Y-S?
Well, I just searched Twitch for Obadiah Plays.
Huh.
But
maybe. I don't know, maybe it's because I don't have any content on it yet.
Could be.
Because I don't. As I said, I was setting up OBS. I didn't say this, actually. You guys didn't hear me say this.
In your head, you said it's fine.
Well, we said it on the air, but I didn't put the break in because it was like, wow, this will be redundant. But
you were setting up?
I was setting up OBS, and I ended up having to go to the hospital. And then last night, I had something else happen, and it was just like, well.
This weekend.
For sure. But I'm going out of town this weekend.
Okay. Well, then I know.
No idea. So, like, I might, I was going to do it this afternoon. Then Eric and I are going to go see Guardians instead. And so I'm just like, well.
You know, normally it's like, oh gosh, I feel so bad. He's so busy, but you're busy with fun stuff.
It is good things.
So I don't feel too sorry for
but,
you.
But I mean, I did spend a lot of time in the hospital. I just want to bring it back around.
That was not for you. Someone
it wasn't
else,
for me.
Just in case they were worried.
Yeah. So, right.
It's
but the podcast. But the podcast, right? The other thing I'll say, I didn't put it in the podcast, but if you go to our Facebook page right now, you will see that I finished a book and a TV show, and now I have nothing. So
now
I need,
we're ready for the next one.
I need you guys to throw your suggestions our way for books and TV. And in the podcast today, you've got Donuts and Clapping, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo comes up twice, by the way. Let's see, American Home Phones, American Idol, Cedar Point, and How to Make a Crappy Roller Coaster Better.
On a budget.
On a budget, yes. Rhubarb's in Space, and let Eric turning into a public servant.
So enjoy the podcast today. Don't forget Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can join the conversation.
Yes, you can.
Concerning the next TV book series that Obi needs to jump into, and just say hey.
Yep. Anything else?
Have a wonderful, wonderful
Woo!
Day. Come on, and a wonderful weekend.
It's The Riot.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Good Lord have mercy. I'm hungry.
But I just felt like clapping.
Thank you. Are we raising money right now?
No, it was just
I need three
you...
people right now at $25 a month.
I need three people to get three breakfast sandwiches right now.
Get them in here. All right. Actually, I need 2 dozen donuts and 2 people doing 2 breakfast sandwiches.
We are doubling your donuts. So.
Doubling them.
Doubling. Oh, you're going to clap on that one.
Yeah, see? You know what's really funny? That wasn't even an ironic clap.
Like,
that was just training.
You're like, yes. Yes, we will do that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, if you had that enthusiasm with our breakfast each day, we would totally seize the day every day.
And I got up and I'm like, I'm hungry. So I went downstairs. I'm hungry. Now, you would think that your stomach and your brain would come to some understanding where it's like, okay, look. It's 4:30 in the morning. Like, there's no time. Like, there's no room or space or anything to be picky. Like, you can't be picky right now. You've got to be, like, glad that food exists. Like, that's the extent of what you can say that early in the morning. Because newsflash, if you don't get up that early, nothing's open. So it's not like, boy, you know, which restaurant will I hit their drive-thru today? Shall I have some Chick-fil-A honey biscuits? Perhaps I shall have a croissant wash from Burger King. You know, there's nothing.
Now, some are open, but then
there's McDonald's.
That's it, and then that's the same thing.
And some people say, like, Sonic's 24 hours, not at the same time. No, not consecutively. They're not. I mean, there are all these places that are not open. So, you know, I wander the kitchen as if something's going to magically appear. And of course it doesn't. And then I'm dumb enough to be like, well, I'm taking off. You know, I haven't eaten anything. Just leave. And it's
well,
like,
well, that'll teach your
that'll
body.
Fix it.
That'll do
That's
it.
That's it. You know what? When we take off, I'm sure we'll find something. So I brought something from the microwave. I don't want any of this. What I want is like, I'm not saying I want pizza, but I want some pizza.
What'd you bring?
Or it's just one of these breakfast bowls.
Oh, the breakfast bowls.
It's good. I know it's good.
It's
just
fine.
I know when I microwave it and I smell it, I'll be like, get over here. But right now, I'm just like, man, is
there... Get in me now.
Do you guys, is there something other than eggs? Can we get something other than eggs?
Hey, we're one of the only countries that really put an emphasis on a breakfast food.
Yeah.
When a lot of other places, it's just food anytime. It doesn't have to be breakfast
it's
food.
It's not breakfast food, it's food.
It's just food.
Stop trying to label people and put them in boxes.
You can eat whatever you want in the morning.
Right? We eat what we want. Right now, I want someone to get in here, and I want them to know what I want, even though I don't, and them to prepare it for me at a very low cost, but very high quality.
You seem very conflicted with that.
I also want the calorie count to be low, the nutrition value to be high, and
high protein.
The flavor to be off the charts.
Well, now you're not eating anything.
All right, I need three people right now to do that. Let's get
if we
in here.
Clap it into happening.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, we need to talk. The worst of the riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
I think I may have figured out why I was having all of those breakfast conundrums. What I really wanted.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
Yep. So.
Now we gotta do that clapping.
My body was just like. Where's the freaking cheese dip?
Now you're ready.
I want some tortillas.
He's a fan of the queso.
Yeah, oh, I am a fan of the queso.
Can you imagine a queso even over breakfast eggs?
Yes, I can. Okay, if you want to talk about legendary moments in time, I'm in SeaTac. That's Seattle's airport, right? There I am. And they have this thing where all of the restaurants, in there, no matter what kind of food you serve, you're required to serve breakfast. And there was a Qdoba in there that doesn't normally do breakfast. And they
there
had a
breakfast. They have to.
Yeah, it's required. So they had a breakfast burrito, sausage, bacon, eggs, potatoes, and their queso sauce all over the inside, wrapped it up and handed me a burrito. And I still stand by the fact that it was the best breakfast I've ever had.
Period?
Yep.
Or like airport?
No.
Or like Qdoba / Chipotle.
I'm telling you right now, best breakfast I ever had.
Wow.
It was one of those things where I was just like, I don't know. I might have blacked out. I just know I was eating it and I woke up so happy I didn't know what to do.
You woke up, thankfully, on your flight.
Right.
And ready to go.
So, I mean, I don't know what happened. There's lost time, but I know that that was really good stuff. And I think my body is like, it's Cinco de Mayo and you're trying to serve me Americano? Mm-mm. I don't think so, oh.
No, very good.
Yeah. So that, I think that's it. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. This is the time when that one general defeated the one guys at the one place.
Get ready, because it might be a part of the question of the morning, maybe.
Well, you know,
we'll see what we come up with. Or maybe it's
not a
queso question of the morning.
Could be. So now the question is, do we have Mexican for lunch today?
I don't know, because I had Mexican the other day, as in 2 days ago.
All right, Michael.
Well, I know, but it was a lot. It was a hearty dinner.
It's a lot of
dinner.
Mexican.
It was a lot.
Well, and the other thing about it that is tricky is that Nikki and I actually tried to get everybody to go Mexican 2-3 days ago, and the response was like,
tepid.
Remember how it's always so expensive when we hate it?
And then you're going to want to go on Friday.
And then we hate you. Oh, that's not related, but still.
It's a hard time. I feel like it's hard on Cinco de Mayo to go because then everybody else goes.
Everybody's
really
going.
Really, it's the time to go the day before or the day after.
Preach. I know.
So maybe Monday?
I don't know. But then again.
Then we've lost the celebration.
Yeah. And on Monday, everybody's like, hey, Cinco de Mayo was Friday. Why didn't we go Friday? So I will tell you.
You're probably like, that's not how it is.
It could be.
Pretty close.
You know, guys, I'm hungry. I'm going to go make my breakfast. But I will tell you that if you want to see some real contentiousness around here, like, boy, I mean, we had a lunch discussion like we haven't had in a long time that other day when we had lunch. Should have been here that one day.
When we had the rumble.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
I learned something yesterday that I think is fascinating. And it's a little convoluted how I got there, so stay with me. Do you remember the movie that came out a couple of years ago, Watchmen?
Yes. Okay. I never saw it, but I remember the picture, like the guy standing or whatever with the outfit.
And the little smiley face? Do you remember that? The little round smiley face button?
Maybe not that part.
Okay. Very iconic item from the film. And of course, the film is based on an old graphic novel from 1980-something. And DC Comics owns the Watchmen, and they have done nothing with them until a couple of years ago. They did some Watchmen prequel comics that were middling in quality. I read a bunch of them. They were... and then they have recently, in their DC Universe Rebirth, kind of hinted back, brought back the Watchmen on some level. Well, there is a series... it's like a crossover between a couple of different comics called The Button.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going somewhere, guys.
Hold on to them, okay?
This all leads up to, like, on the covers of these comics is that iconic smiley face button that's got a drip of blood on it, right? Well, that's what the covers will look like in the United States, where a smiley face is public domain. But in 100 countries in the world, the Smiley Company owns
that
the smiley face. Not that particular one,
sure,
but basically a circle with two dots and a half circle.
A company owns a smiley
face? That is a copyrighted image. And if you want to use it in any way for advertising, et cetera, you have to pay that company to do it.
But that's, again, not in the United States. It's in other countries.
Not in the United States, but do you know why? In the 1980s, when this company popped up and started copywriting the smiley face everywhere, in the United States, Walmart had started their Roll Back Prices advertising campaign, which featured a little smiley face. Guess who went to court with them?
And guess who won?
Well, we don't know. There was a settlement, but the result of that settlement is that the smiley face remains in the public domain in the United States. So DC Comics can use this.
But if DC Comics were to do that in other countries...
Internationally, those comics will have different covers because they can't put that on the cover unless they want to pay the Smiley Company
the fees for it. That's fascinating.
That is some copyright trolling right there.
That is.
There's another word for it when you sit on a copyright like that. But whatever it is, they're doing it. Crazy, right?
I feel like that company was made just to sit on those copyrights in different companies.
Oh my gosh.
Because they must be making some pretty good money.
It's crazy. I got most of this from, there's an article on Polygon right now, which is a kind of like gaming tech website, and they talk about different things. But in 1972, Franklin Lufrani was the first person to legally trademark the smiley face, and that's where that company came from.
The Smile Company.
What?
That does seem very shady.
People make money in the dumbest ways.
Like, it seems very aggressive.
Well, we need to get aggressive. I am copywriting the period and the semicolon.
Well, get ready to go to court because I don't think that works.
Even though no one actually uses the semicolon and doesn't know what it's for.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
It is the why?
Oh boy! Why do I suck so bad? It's not consistently though.
You're right.
It's just randomly it pops out.
Inconsistently, you're terrible at your job. Actually, it's funny that you say that because I had an employee review where they were like, you know, we feel like we get like, you know, three really good weeks from you, and then like a couple that aren't so good, and then three really good weeks.
What can we do to make this all
really
the time?
You're just really inconsistent in your performance. How can we be it all the time? And it's like, well, you know, honestly, three good weeks.
You're asking for a lot if you want all the days to be good.
Some people don't even get that. So like, how about I'd like to evaluate you right now, and let's talk about being thankful. Okay.
That you're getting something out of me. Because I have nothing to give.
Let's talk about being thankful.
No, you're fine.
Let's talk about being thankful that somebody is out there guarding this galaxy. All right? Today is a day that we're going to set aside to honor those who guard the galaxy.
Did anybody see the late night Guardian of the Galaxy 2?
I saw a lot of people tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's all part of like a thing, but I feel like the hype train for Guardians peaked last week. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that I feel like the Guardians hype train peaked last Thursday.
So it could be, but I feel like it's a silent, like there's just a silent group of people that are going. So it still should pull in some numbers.
Oh no, it's doing huge numbers internationally right now.
Yeah, so like, I think even though the hype train left last week, I don't think that will reflect in any way.
I'm not saying people aren't going. That's not. I have my tickets. I'm going. Like, I'm in. Great.
I'm not going.
You don't even want to go, though.
I do, too. I'll see this movie.
No, that you don't.
They're going, and it's fine. I have something else to do.
You don't want to go.
I do. It's a fun movie. If I have to go see one where they're all in costumes, I'd rather make it this one.
Yeah, you don't have fun movies with people in costumes.
Normally, like a period piece.
A Regency
drama.
They're like, I'm holding my gloves and shedding one tear. That's what I'm doing.
I don't get that every so often, but no, it should be good.
So I took a look. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
That's a nice score.
It's not bad. Now, if you look back at the original Guardians, 91%.
Well, I think because that was just kind of, I feel like, out of the blue, people yes. really latched onto it. But now this is causing lightning to strike twice. Like, yeah. you've already had that emotion, so you know what this movie's going to feel like. And style-wise kind of look like. I don't think it has a chance to get the same score.
I agree with you. I think it's one of those things where the first one was so good and so unexpected.
Yes.
Because you didn't expect it, you rated it very high. But now that you know what to expect, it's like, you know, when I go in for a review, it's like you really blew us away. But
so, Guardians of the Galaxy had three great and then two not so great.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I'm sure it's more consistent than most of us.
That's exactly right. But there it is. It's out there today. 83% screening started last night. It made, I want to say last week, I didn't double check this before we went on the air. It's an off week. But it's, I want to say it's somewhere about $120 million internationally.
Which is big.
So it's already almost made its money back. Let's just say they're not too worried. Right now, there's a Disney exec lighting a very expensive cigar with a $100 bill that he set on fire.
On his own private island.
That's exactly right.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
So it is now official, and it's kind of a big deal. We are now at the place that less than 50% of American homes have a landline.
A landline?
Mm-hmm.
I would think not. I think that'd be even lower.
50.8% yeah. of homes and apartments now only have cell phone service.
Does it happen to show, like, how many are still having a landline because they agreed to have it to lower the price
of, oh my gosh, no,
of their cable and internet?
I don't know
is
the answer to that.
Is that not a part of this? I don't know the answer to that. That's what I
want to
know.
Yeah. Now, here's another interesting statistic, though. How about this one? 45.9%, though, have... Okay, wait. Okay, 45.9% have landlines.
Mm-hmm.
50.8 have none. And which those numbers don't add up. I don't know about the other 4%.
Well, oh,
the
maybe
other,
they have.
Okay, my bad. The other 4% have no phone at all.
Oh, okay. No cell
no
phone?
No phone. Nothing.
Well, what do they do?
They're off the grid, man. I guess. I don't know.
4% of our population's off the grid.
Well, you know, if you consider...
No, and maybe you're right, though. Maybe they really are people that are off the grid.
Well, the thing that's interesting, though, is like their houses and apartments. So this is not a snapshot of the American people as a whole. Mm. This is of addresses, basically. So you're not homeless. You still are paying, to some extent, to live there. Just no phone.
I was going to say, how would they know they had no phone if they...
They didn't answer the survey.
Maybe they were just lying. You know, you'll tell people anything to get them off the phone.
You just blew my mind.
Call for surveys.
Now, with all those numbers floating around, 39% have landlines and cell phone lines. What do you think about that?
That's interesting.
Okay. So this was an in-person. Wow, this is fascinating. An in-person survey of 19,956 households. It was a part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Health Interview Survey. So as part of that, they just started asking them about their phones. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with the CDC? Well, if the CDC has to distribute information regarding a health problem, one of the things they need to know is, how do you do it?
Interesting.
So, yeah, it is fascinating. And I don't have a landline, but you know what I did pick up that I never installed, is I got a VoIP, like voice over IP, this thing called an Obi-Hi. And what it is,
buy it because it's like Obi.
What was that? Hi, Obi. Obi-Hi.
It was made for you.
It was for mine. No, but what it does is it's a, basically it connects up with Google Voice.
Yeah.
And then you plug a phone into it. So it acts like a landline. So you could have basically get phone calls to a number if you wanted them and use Google Voice that way. And you just pay the setup fee, which was, I think, like $15. It was on sale. I thought I was really going to use it. And then I realized, oh, no, I could just make phone calls from my iPad or my laptop or my
on and on.
Or the iPad or the this. And
no,
it's like,
it's, you know, fine. I understand.
Guess I don't really need that.
Obi-Bye.
So it's still in the box, though.
Oh, well, I'm glad you bought it.
Well, yeah, me too. Really glad to have it.
Remember how we always talk about that consistency with, like, you know, finishing things?
Well, Once I got it, it was like, we could just do this. That's easier.
Yeah, well, it's too late to return it, though.
Yeah.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Just a reminder to you that coffee is very good. It's very, very good. Let's move on. Okay, Nikki, American Idol. You've been missing it, right?
It's not on. You're
right.
It's not on.
How many years has it not been on?
I don't know. I never really watched American Idol.
Me either.
Every so often I'll watch The Voice, but not American Idol.
I can't even get into, I just can't stand Blake Shelton, Nikki.
Oh, is that it?
No, it's not. I just.
It's just not something you do. Oh, and by watching The Voice, I mean, like, I'll watch a clip of
the clips online.
The clips on YouTube or something. But normally you have to be, it's got to be a big enough one to be more of a viral one for me to grab onto it.
How about this? American Idol, The Farewell Season, which was season 15. Its last episode aired on April 7th, 2016. So we've been almost an entire year.
Boy, it really seems longer than that it's been gone.
It does. It does. But you know, Nikki, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And
does it?
You know, it's been an entire year.
Which means it's time for a reboot.
It really is time for a reboot. So there is a report floating out there that ABC has made the offer
to bring back American Idol.
I did
see the same report, and they said that there were some networks fighting over it. So, like, say NBC and ABC were fighting to have the rights for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Do you feel like maybe that's just something you say?
Probably. To then get ABC like, well, wait, what if there are others that want it? So someone leaks that.
Might be a thing. So, okay, they say that ABC wants to bring it back for a March 2018 premiere. So you would have gone almost two years without American Idol, and then boom, you're watching.
But then
ABC.
If they bought it, then they could still call it American Idol, right?
Oh, yeah, no, because
they're,
remember,
buying the full rights.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, shows can hop networks. It would be the same thing. So ABC would be doing American Idol.
I don't know how well Dancing with the Stars does still, but it could be a nice, you know, a compliment.
Like a compliment? So it would be like a music night on ABC?
Something like that. They could maybe put a similar look to it, and they could make that work.
Yeah, well.
Or it could be like, if it's ABC, it's American Idol, but it's all people who were formerly on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, you just blew my mind, Nikki, because think about it.
That's how it always is.
No, think about this, okay? What's so hot right now? Shared universes,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's it.
So a Dancing with the Stars, Bachelor, American Idol, shared universe. So the
I don't know if people can handle that.
You just blew my freaking mind.
It could make something out of that.
A reality show shared universe where things are popping up in different places.
There's roses going everywhere and dancing and singing and all that.
My mind is blown. That's amazing. Like, that is the dumbest thing, and it's exactly what they're going to do.
I know, it's perfect.
It's so dumb that it's perfect for what they're doing. I would never watch it, but for what they do...
I think it would work.
Flabbergasted. Nikki, here for president in 2020.
Well, not United States president, but I was going to say a network president.
Network
I'll be happy
president
to,
for sure.
Happy to run with that.
I can't even.
So make
it's
it happen, guys.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Been to a lot of amusement parks around the U.S. One of my personal favorites, Cedar Point. It's in northern Ohio, Sandusky. It sits on Lake Erie. They have... it's one of those things where they go back and forth with being like, they have the most roller coasters in the world. And then somebody else builds two, and they don't have that for a while. And then they're like... No, but we're back.
I feel like with theme parks and roller coasters, you know, like with movies, they're always doing qualifiers of like, we're the best romantic comedy coming out May on a Friday. Like, they'll have, we're the tallest roller coaster that spins 20 times and starts with the letter R. Like, they always have those little qualifiers.
I usually keep up with like what they have going on. Last year, they debuted the Val Raven, which is the world's tallest, fastest, and longest dive coaster. So, see?
There it
that's
is.
That's that qualifier,
that's
Nikki.
It.
What's a dive coaster versus a, I'm not
I
sure.
I think it just goes up and just dives right down.
So, let's just say they've got a lot going on right there. But in the middle of all that, this I didn't know, but I'm a little interested, is that they have an old roller coaster there called the Iron Dragon.
Yeah.
And it's... on us, it's a suspended roller coaster. So the track's above, you're below, and you ride the Iron Dragon, whatever. But last year, they unveiled something that is now permanent, and that is you can ride the Iron Dragon, that's fine.
I thought they tore it down.
No, it's still there. But when you get on the Iron Dragon, you have the option of putting on a virtual reality headset. And though obviously the physical experience is the same, you will now have a different virtual experience.
That kind of helps because, no offense, but that's like a...
It's not a good roller coaster.
It's like, I'm a baby and I can ride this roller coaster. Like,
pretty
it's a very
much.
Easy roller coaster. So now that's a way to make it a little bit more exciting without actually having to tear down and build a new roller coaster. So way to go.
Like, of all...
that's the way to fix the problem.
Of all the things you could have done. But... It's not that bad. Like, for example, was it 2 weeks ago? I went to the Museum of the United States Air Force in Dayton, Ohio, and they had a virtual reality experience. It was $10 per person, and it was this thing where you got in this kind of motion controlled whatever, and you were up near the International Space Station, and so you could look around, and you know that whole thing. And that's $10 a pop, and hey, people were paying it. Like, people were up for it.
Did you get motion sickness with that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'd be worried.
It was fine. It's a short experience. Okay. I think it's like 3 minutes or something, but I mean,
because I know they won't hear you scream in space, but they will hear you throw up.
Yeah, okay. They'll feel it.
They'll feel it too
on them.
Ugh.
But it's one of those things
similar
that,
to that.
You know, like I don't know. I'd give it a shot. So,
because there's no line.
What?
It's like the only roller coaster there. No line
on the Iron Dragon.
Yes. So you're perfectly fine to go to that.
Step right.
That's
in.
A very smart thing to do.
Yeah. No, I know. But like you were saying. Cheap. I mean, not free.
But way more
cheaper
than...
compared to a new roller coaster.
Sure, absolutely.
And in some ways, that's like one of their B rides. Like when the line's really long for the Val Raven, they're like, well, have you tried the new virtual dragon experience?
They're hoping someone mistakes Val Raven for like Iron Dragon. They're just not sure which bird.
It all sounds the same.
It does.
So, all right, that's the thing. We should go. We should. And I saw they've got a melt now.
The grilled cheese place?
Yeah, so we eat a huge grilled cheese sandwich and then get on the Val Raven and the Iron Dragon, and then that's no calories there because it's coming back.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the ride on Radio U.
You ever have a strawberry rhubarb pie?
I have a jelly combination now of a cherry rhubarb strawberry thing. So that's about my extent of, but I can't like isolate the rhubarb flavor.
What does rhubarb taste like?
I think it's a lot like the other berries.
Is it?
I think so. Rhubarb's but it looks like celery.
I was going to say.
Like it's red celery.
It's not a berry. It's a weird.
Stalk?
Yes.
But it's in a pie too. A lot of people know like a rhubarb pie.
I know this because when I worked at a farm market, we sold both rhubarb and strawberry rhubarb pie.
I don't know.
At the time, I was like, that's gross. I don't want that. But now, if I were to, say, work at that farm market again, I would definitely want some of that strawberry rhubarb pie. So, I don't know. But I do know this. When you're in space, your taste buds are diminished.
Really?
Yeah. I actually did not know
that.
Is that
why they can give you the astronaut food and you're not, like, complaining?
Maybe.
It's like, it's pretty good.
In space, they say taste buds are diminished, so bold flavors become things that people really like. And they have been testing desserts, new desserts, for the International Space Station. And they have settled on strawberry rhubarb crisp.
Whoa, like a berry crisp?
Yes. So in the next...
Trip up
where they are sending supplies to the International Space Station, they will be sending strawberry rhubarb crisp.
Wonder how much money and time and effort went into finalizing that choice.
So much money.
So
Nikki.
Much money into that strawberry rhubarb crisp.
So much money.
Might
so they
be
say,
wasteful.
other recipes that were tried, coconut sugar and orange zest.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the ingredients list right here. It's a cup of flour. 3/4 cup of rolled oats, 1/2 cup of coconut sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 5 2/3 tablespoon unsalted butter margarine, blend cold and diced into small pieces, 2 tablespoons vanilla extract, 1.5 pounds of fresh strawberries, stemmed and sliced into 3 pieces, 2 if small, 1 pound of fresh rhubarb sliced into 1/2 inch pieces, 2 tablespoons and 2 teaspoons of sugar, 2 tablespoons orange zest, 1/4 cup of orange juice, 4 tablespoons of cornstarch. Boom.
You sound a little bit like you were like a corporal there or something, or I was in the military,
son,
and you were going to call me a maggot. I was just walking the
now
line
listen
there.
Here, maggot. Get in there and make my strawberry rhubarb crisp.
I want it.
And if I find out something on that ingredient list was extra, you're in trouble.
You're out.
You add something to my rhubarb, I will know it.
So that is the new dessert for the space stuff.
Mm-hmm. So further in the article, I see that some of the effects you could affect... You could expect, I'm so good, on my appetite in space, weightlessness affects things. So one of the top priorities is to make sure you're getting enough nutrients and calories because apparently...
Oh, you don't feel like eating?
You don't really want to eat. Smell and taste are impaired, which makes sense because when you're eating, what happens? Food impacts your tongue. Like, it is sitting on your tongue. In space, there's no gravity. So not all of that food is going to be touching your tongue. You're not going to taste as much. And they also say that you need more calories in space than you do on Earth.
Now that I've heard before, you burn a lot more calories.
Man, that...
What if that's like a weight loss camp?
Totally.
You could totally go up there.
Space camp and fat camp are like the same.
Combined.
We should look into that.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
So yesterday, I can't remember if we've mentioned it on the air or in the podcast, which is why if you don't get the Worst of the Riot podcast, obviously you're missing out on some
Could
things.
Be missing out on a few extra items, which you can check out through riot.radiou.com and just sign up to get the podcast sent to you each day.
But Nikki's mom made a generous donation to us as people. She brought in 1 pound of bacon, and she brought us a microwave bacon... Tray.
Yeah, tray that you put in.
Uh-huh. And so it is supposed to have room for 12 slices of bacon.
And she was so excited because she thought you guys could finally have, you know, like bacon on demand.
Yes. So it was so nice of her to bring that in. And so I went ahead and she said, you know, tomorrow after the show, try this. Let us know how it is. And I am sad to report that it is good, but not great.
It ended up, it's supposed to be able to hold 12 slices of bacon, but the bacon is too long.
That's American bacon.
It is.
It's too big for the thing.
It was. It needed to be a little bit bigger. And so that got me thinking, it was too late by the time I had thought about it, but I should have sliced the bacon.
Yeah.
I could have sliced the bacon in half, and that probably would have taken care of it. But instead, I wound the pieces around because it had these little kind of slats that you would set each slice of bacon down in. So I ended up being able to make six at a time. Takes about 6 minutes in the microwave. I will say this, that it tasted great.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think there was anything wrong. Like, the flavor came through. It was fine.
It was crispy enough.
I thought it was crispy. It was not burnt. It did cook up a little oven evenly at first. So it was like I had it in there for 5 minutes. I had to cook it a little bit longer because I had pieces where the entire thing had cooked, except for this one swath that looked like it hadn't cooked at all.
But so maybe, cutting up would help with that.
It might. It also collected the grease in what was, I must say, one of the most convenient collections of grease in the history of my life. It was so easy to pour that out into a cup. So I feel like if it was just maybe two people, this thing would be perfect.
Yeah, but when it's a group, it's just too much effort.
It takes too much time because everybody's standing around wanting bacon, and you're like, man, I'm baking it as fast as I can.
Well, that's why you need two microwaves and two of these bacon things.
Or just the oven. You can
put that also works with a larger amount of it.
It works pretty well. So, but I will say that anytime, just honestly, anytime somebody says to you like, hey, I bought a pound of bacon for you, it's in there. I like that sentence. I like hearing that, and I like hearing it just like not out in the world, but it being like a real sentence.
Directed at you.
Directed at me. I like that. I'm also a little scared about, you know, making bacon that accessible. Like, hey, I'll just go ahead and get a slice or five.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Nikki.
Yes. Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo. I can't think of anything else to yell.
That's good.
Now, I'm on Facebook, which is, as we all know, a waste of time, whatever. But you know how Facebook does that thing where it's like, hey, here's a picture from your past.
Yeah, the look back thing or whatever you call it.
Yep.
Oh, I know what we're looking back at.
It's a
photo. That was a dark Cinco de Mayo. Are you talking about the spoken one?
Yep.
Someone.
It's a picture of me.
Woo!
And Nikki and Michael and the gang. There's Chris. I can see his hat. We went for lunch with Spoken to a Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. And what followed? Actually, that is the last time I went to that restaurant. What happened after that?
Well, Obi was, you didn't even get Cinco de Mayo food. Like, you got
a cheeseburger,
queso dip, and some chips.
And like, they actually, I did not get sick from the restaurant. Like, it was not the restaurant.
It was at that right moment.
Yeah.
But during when we were eating, Obi was just like very quiet, and your face just had this odd look where it was just not right. And so afterwards, people were like, well, what's wrong? Why are you so quiet? Why aren't you like being Obi?
And I was like, I'm fine.
Like, but it wasn't fine.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but what I really love about it is here's this picture of me, and then you can actually follow on Twitter and see that me getting sick after it goes on. And in fact, here's one tweet. I'm shaking from a fever right now. Why am I on Twitter?
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good, Nikki. I got so sick.
Was it food poisoning though, or was it just
a flu or
a bug?
I don't think so. But because it happened around a holiday, every year when it comes back around, I get reminded.
Not interested.
And I get to celebrate it. But I did. I got way crazy sick. And I did something that, aside from the times I've had surgery, which has been twice, I did something I've only done one time in the history of Radio U. 2 sick days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaking sick.
I was momentous.
And so I just want to say thanks to Spoken for making me so sick.
Thanks to Cinco de Mayo for getting us into that restaurant that wasn't the restaurant's fault, but that perfect storm.
They had a great white queso. And maybe still do. Nikki, I hear that you're once a week over there now.
I go back now because I have to go to a class in the area.
Yeah.
And they stepped up their food game. It got pretty bad there for a while. But
a little rough.
I feel like, you know, a couple of food code thing violations later, and it's a new restaurant.
I do think they had excellent chips, though. very good because they had that like fresh chip feel to them. And the queso was good too. It came in this little bowl that felt like, you know,
like a little volcano
It felt like a volcano with a white queso.
And you got the large volcano or the small one?
I can't go back.
I know you can.
One of my roommates right now is very sick. And so I can't run any risks. I got to stay 100% above board right now.
True.
So
it's not worth it for the chips today.
Everybody work with me here, okay?
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
I'm getting a little concerned about Eric, Nikki. He came in, and I only heard half of it, but something about needing a firefighter band.
No, he needs a stronger band for his... Eric has an Apple Watch he's been using. And he needs, like, the one that has come with the... you know, Eric has a larger wrist. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's not limp.
It's not. He just has a larger wrist.
He's a strong man.
He's a very tall guy. So with the Apple one, they give you two bands, like a small band and what's the large band. Mm-hmm. On the large band, he's at the end of the options.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably why one of his came off and then the other one broke. Because that I will tell you, though, I bought that band. That band was a generic one.
So generic's good enough
That's
for Eric,
generic
but not
too.
For you.
No, he was just looking to have an extra band, so he grabbed one of mine when the other one wasn't as comfortable enough.
Mm-hmm. So Eric said something about needing this band that a lot of firefighters wear. But here's what I'm finding.
Looks like it's made out of parachute material.
Paracord.
All right. So Eric's getting the firefighter band. He wants the police sidearm. Like
he wants the gun, yeah.
Eric really...
He's got a new kayak.
He just needs to go
Land,
into...
Land, sea, and air.
He needs to go into public service and just... Come
he needs
on.
To work at a park.
He needs to... Yes! He'd be a great park ranger.
Yeah, well, that's
he's got
it,
a police
park ranger.
He's got a police gun. He's got a firefighter watch. He's a jack of all trades.
He carries knives like no other. He's always got one or two knives around him.
He's right. There it is. Look,
there's
right
another
there.
Knife.
There's a knife for him. Don't fling it at me. Okay, good. Yeah, that's good.
So that you're correct. He could move really nicely into the park services.
I think he could. And
as someone who's supposed to move a log every so often or make sure there's no forest
fire.
And
we just talked about how tall and strong he is. He's out there. He's got
What's
a beard.
The one guy
if
with he the
got
pay,
if
the
we
paper
got Eric
towels.
One of those big hats, Mr. Brawny.
The Paul Bunyan.
Okay.
Yes, that guy too.
All right, Paul Bunyan.
Something like that.
I just I'm wondering, like, he's got the firefighter this, the police that. I'm wondering what sector, you know, come in with, like, the Coast Guard shoes or something. And
he just starts wearing a vest.
Yeah, should definitely wear the vest.
I don't think Coast Guard, if they have a specific shoe, do they?
Nikki, the thing is, like, first off, we don't know.
Okay. Coast Guard.
Okay, and second off, in the joke structure, what I needed was public service and apparel.
Sure.
And so, I went for the first things that I thought of, and I thought shoes, because shoes felt like more of a specialty item than like a shirt would.
Mm-hmm.
If he came in wearing a Coast Guard shirt, you wouldn't blink. You wouldn't care. But if he had special Coast Guard shoes that have like a sea compass in them, you know, then...
So you know
something.
Where your feet need to go.
Right.
Yes.
You know what, Nikki? They come with a built-in sextant. So if you're lost at sea, you can pull it out. And as long as you can find the North Star, you'll be able to sail your way home on the kayak that he purchased earlier.
What was the one movie? Wasn't that the joke with Back to the Future? Where he's wearing...
Yeah, he's wearing the life preserver.
Because
Dork thinks he's going to drown.
That sort of thing. Yeah. So the Coast Guard.
You want me to buy a subscription to the... Wait, no. The Saturday Evening Post? You're part of the... You want to make a donation to the Coast Guard Youth Auxiliary.
That's it. Okay. Right. Well, that was it.
Back to getting bagels.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki's going to need another job soon, and I still am, like, locked into the goat farm. Like, I'm locked into it. I just feel like...
Well, it depends. Yeah. You want me to have another job so I can make, like, bank or make goat's milk? So, which one do you want?
What I really want is just for you to be happy.
I don't know if goat farming is going to be it.
You spent all these years in a high-stress environment with people that yell and all this stuff, and these goats are just going to
they're
going to help
make,
you.
The noise that they make a lot of noise.
Okay. So is that what you say about your dogs? You just got a puppy and you're like, you know what?
Actually, my puppy is currently making a lot of noise.
You need to shut up, bro.
I'm excited for him to not be a puppy anymore so he stops making so much noise.
Okay. I want to wind. Everybody get that? Nikki said, I'm excited for him not to be a puppy.
And just, no, just so he doesn't make so much noise.
Yes, Eric.
So it's a little bit quieter.
I don't understand your reasoning about goat farm being a less intensive because they make a lot of noise. They have a lot of attitude of the animal world, especially domesticated, huge amounts of attitude. And say what you will about Michael upstairs, he has never headbutted anybody.
Our boss upstairs. True, and a goat is known to do that.
Now, I would have a tendency to think of a lot of our staff here more in the donkey category than
than the goat category.
True. But my thing with the goats is I feel like if Mama Nikki raises them from the time they're little, it'll be easy for her to, you know,
keep them in check.
Lay down the law because you'll be
county
the mom.
Law.
County law, Nikki.
County goat law.
Yeah. Now, I just say this because you kind of mentioned, like, we were dealing with what I feel is a false dichotomy. I can have a lot of goat's milk or I can have a lot of money, but I can't have both. But I continue to find ways to monetize your goat farm. For example, right now at the University of, Montana State University. It's in Bozeman, Montana. And does anybody else think about the USS Bozeman from Star Trek? No, okay.
Oh, my gosh, no one.
No.
No one.
I see. I saw that hand.
No one. And they put it right back down because they're ashamed.
No one.
Yes. What about Montana?
Remember our broken bow discussion a few weeks ago?
What about Montana?
Okay. So they brought in donkeys for finals week so that, you know, stress
people,
relief.
Donkeys or goats?
Donkeys. But what I'm saying is that if they're bringing in donkeys,
they're willing to bring in
who
goats.
Who the heck wants to hang out with a donkey? But like goats, like, oh yeah, like that. It's perfect.
This was sanctioned by the school, or
yes,
okay,
it
just
was.
Making sure
they brought him into.
Because remember that one time in Florida, that school, the person brought in the dead alligator, and they put it in the dorms.
True. That's true. But we both agreed that the alligator farm was not for you. But this idea, this is totally sanctioned. They're in the library. They've got a place where you can go and spend time with the donkey. They've got another place where they have dogs that you can go and spend time with.
If I had a goat farm, I could just rent out the goats to mow people's lawn and then be support goats at schools and stuff.
That's exactly right.
Well, I'm just curious how much they make.
Well, you know what? I feel like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but universities charge a lot.
True.
For everything.
But do they have a big sports team? Because that's, I think I need to go to a school that's got some real money.
Well, I just in the middle of all this, I'm just kind of saying that you could probably charge them. And I get the feeling that most schools spend money without ever looking at the price tag.
To see what they were actually doing.
I think you'd be fine.
This was the worst of the riots. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Space camp and fat camp are like the same.